I have gone through seasons where I've been like all or nothing. I'm 100% in, or I'm not doing it at all, or I'm pushing myself all the way too hard to burn out. And it's an uncomfortable spot to be in when you get to that se session of burnout and you just don't feel like you can go any further. And then you end up quitting or backing off, and you're not hitting your goals that way.
Welcome to the Visibility Strategies for Women Entrepreneurs podcast, where we empower female business owners to step boldly into the spotlight and claim the recognition they deserve. I'm your host, Tori Barker. I'm passionate about helping women like you transform your visibility into tangible business success. Each week on this show, we'll dive deep into game-changing strategies, share inspiring success stories from women who've mastered their visibility, and offer practical, actionable advice you can implement immediately. Whether you're just starting your entrepreneurial journey, pivoting your business model, or ready to elevate your existing presence to new heights, you'll discover effective approaches to create exciting opportunities and expand your reach. So let's harness the power of strategic visibility and grow your business together. Welcome to the show. Welcome back to the podcast, everyone. I am super excited to introduce you to my guest, Jennifer Della Quadri. Jennifer, how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm just so happy to be here.
Yes. You know, I love it when we have our green room conversation to get us warmed up, because I think that the energy is up and we're ready to have some amazing conversations. And I just can't wait for you to share who you are and what you're all about.
Absolutely. Yes. So as you mentioned, my name is Jennifer Della Quadri, and I am a fitness coach for women in midlife. So basically what I do is help them reach their weight loss and their fitness goals without burning themselves out.
And how did you get started in this direction? Tell us your journey.
Yeah, there's been a journey, as with any entrepreneurial journey. Mine has been a little up and down and all over the place, but the current route that I'm taking has a lot to do with just my lifestyle up for probably since I was maybe about in my 20s. I've always been really into fitness and nutrition and taking good care of my body. And when I started my business, my direction wasn't to focus on that. I actually, at the time, I had two teenagers and I was realizing how hard it is to raise teenagers. And so as a professional coach, I'm like, this is a demographic I can 100% help because I know how hard it is to parent teenagers. So I coached teenagers, I coached parents. I had a podcast called Raising Happy Teens. It was very successful. And then I did that for about 4 years. And then just recently, I'd say about a year ago, I started getting the itch to start to morph myself into other directions. So a lot of the people who follow me now are similar, the same kind of people, because we're all around that same age. But I realized that this passion of mine that's really mostly been for myself up to this point is something that many, many women would like support with. And really the turning point for me with this was when I was getting ready to turn 50. I'm 51 now, so it was like a couple months before my 50th birthday. I was on a vacation with my family in Hawaii to just celebrate my birthday a couple months early. And at that time in my life, I had really felt like I had let myself go. Like I didn't feel good in my body anymore. And it wasn't about like gaining weight or anything. I just didn't feel like me in so many ways. And I made a decision then and there to start doing something about it. And then you fast forward 6 months, I had lost the weight that I'd put on in midlife. And on top of that, I felt a lot more confident in myself and my body in my life. And that really was a pivotal point for me. And so just like when I was working on teens and parents, I saw the pain point and saw that I can be part of the solution. And so I pivoted and I'm like, you know what, this is what I'm going to talk about now, because my kids are older now, they're adults, young adults, and I was ready to transition and broaden my horizons. And now here I am.
I love that. You know, it's so interesting as you're telling your story, I am reminded of the journey of entrepreneurship and how closely sometimes it aligns with our own lives, right? And so just like you're mentioning, you know, your life, your experience, your surroundings are starting to shift. And so your business is evolving alongside you. And what I love most about being an entrepreneur is being able to help people who are in your shoes, have been in your shoes, because that's like the truest form of passionate purpose, because you really understand those people. And so I love hearing your journey, because it totally aligns with everything that you're saying, that now in this season of your life, you're now helping people around you or women around you who are in that stage, have been in that stage, or coming into that stage. And it's so important to have people like you and other people who do similar, you know, type of work to support women in these stages. So I love that part of your journey.
Yeah. And doing things that are aligned with your passion and your experiences and your expertise really does help you meet the people that you help where they are.
Absolutely.
With compassion and understanding.
Yeah. So talk about subtle shifts.
This is actually a concept that came to me way before I started my business. It's generally how I've lived my life all this whole time. And I think that it's just a way that I have learned to navigate reaching my goals without burning myself out. Because I have gone through seasons where I've been like all or nothing. I'm 100% in, or I'm not doing it at all, or I'm pushing myself all the way too hard to burn out. And it's an uncomfortable spot to be in when you get to that session of burnout and you just don't feel like you can go any further. And then you end up quitting or backing off and you're not hitting your goals that way. So ever since I can remember, I learned from a very young age that to really be successful in a way that's sustainable, you just make little changes here and there that are going to move you in the direction you want to go. So that could just be as little as drinking more water, water before coffee.
Yeah.
You do that, it's doable. It's sustainable. It's easy. You're doing it just one thing at a time. You're focusing on that. And then imagine a year later that you're hydrated, right? But you're adding other things on top of it as you don't have to think about the water anymore. Then you can make a shift in another area. And what I found in my life is that it's like shifting the rudder. So you're just moving it a little bit. And maybe at first you're not seeing anything. It's like you're kind of in the same spot or going in the same direction. But then if you fast forward time, you're in a completely different place.
Right.
Mentally, emotionally, physically, but you're also doing it in a way that feels good to you. It's fueling you versus totally burning you out and making you quit on yourself.
Yeah. What was one of the first shifts that you made that really changed your life? Maybe in this new season?
Yeah. Oh, in the new season? Oh yeah, this is very recent. So this is probably within the last couple of months. I've really started focusing in on strength training. In my exercise routine.
Yeah.
I've always, like I said, been very active, but it was mostly cardio based. And I noticed that I got curious because I noticed that the cardio was kind of draining me. And it also wasn't really making any difference as far as like building muscle or my overall stamina. And I'm like, let's just play around a little bit with strength training.
Yeah.
And I started to focus in on lifting weights and then fitting cardio in after, just this small shift or one little tweak.
Yeah.
What I noticed with that, and this has been a couple months, my body is changing without me doing anything else. My clothes fit better. I feel more energetic. I feel better in my skin and my muscles are starting to develop. And I'm like, whoa, I've never had muscles there before. This is fantastic. It feels so good. It's perfect for this phase of life.
Yeah.
But even that one little shift, even a couple months later, I can feel a pretty big difference.
Yeah, that's amazing. It's so funny when you don't, things that you don't really think of, like just the little thing, right? Just the littlest thing that you're doing makes such a big difference. And so it's so awesome to see those subtle shifts making big impacts.
Right. Yeah, totally. And so, yeah, like I said, I've been living my life like that, but I didn't adopt that as my business. Well, actually I adopted it as my business name when I very first became an entrepreneur in like 2019.
Yeah.
But I wasn't coaching on that at the time. I was coaching on parenting and teens. And then it was time for this new iteration of my business. I was like, what should I call my business? What should I call my podcast? And then I was like, oh, duh.
It's been here all along.
I've been doing all along just makes sense.
Do you see like a common thread of the clients that are coming to you and that you're working with? What are some of those like common shifts, or are they all over the place? Are there any subtle shifts that are common for the women that you're working with?
Yes. So any time I'm working with a client, when we're setting goals, we pick things that maybe push them a little bit, but don't feel overwhelming to them. And so those are like the shifts that they're doing externally. The shifts that happen internally are the ones that I see across the board. And the shift that happens is when they're doing it in a sustainable way, they start to feel successful. And the overall shift is from it's not working, I can't do it, to it is working, I can do it. Because they're starting to see success. So across the board, it's not even a subtle shift. It becomes like pretty monumental. And I can see it in the way that they show up, in the way that they talk about what they're doing, that they feel good about what they're doing, and they it's more of a lifestyle. And it's like the cloud has lifted and they like just feel so much more empowered in their lives and with their nutrition and their health. And it just really does spread out over every area of their life too.
Before we started recording, we talked a little bit about like how does this align with visibility, right? And I shared with you that my philosophy on visibility is two layers. There's internal visibility and there's external visibility. And what you're talking about right now is truly the internal side, right? Because there's so many underlined subconscious thoughts, beliefs, habits, all of these different things that combine to hold us back internally that then externally hold back the visibility side, right? And the success or recognition or whatever that might be. So I'd love to hear maybe your perspective on internal visibility and maybe some of the maybe a story or a client that you've recently helped who's had a breakthrough through this internal, I'll call visibility, and what that's changed for that client or even for yourself if you want to share a personal story.
Yeah, absolutely. So it kind of goes hand in hand with the work that I do and the work that you're doing. It all really does come down to the internal narrative, right? And everybody, myself included, has that internal voice. It's not good enough, especially a high achieving perfectionist who, it's like they've got big goals for themselves. One thing that, like, my personal story is always looking at yourself and continually learning more about who you are and what's driving you. And sometimes that takes, a lot of the times, that takes someone else reflecting back to you what they're hearing. And that is my personal experience is when I went to therapy for the first time, I was in my 40s, and I don't know why it took me so long to go to therapy, but I was like, everybody needs to go to therapy, but I don't. Yeah, so that's the high achieving perfectionist in me. So I went to my first therapy session and I was sharing, my challenges and everything. And she said, "Do you think you're a perfectionist?" And here I am in my 40s. And I said, "No," thinking, about my messy home, disorganization and things like that. There's no way I'm a perfectionist. And she's like, "Okay." And then we just kept talking and I was sharing about how I have like hundreds of things that I'm responsible for, and like it all has to be on me, and it all has to reach this certain like expectation that I have. And she said, "Do you still think you're not a perfectionist?" And I was like, "Oh my gosh, So like the mirror was turned on me, and I'm like, I finally see myself in this way. I never understood it. I always just was coming from this perspective of it's not good enough. I need to work harder, try harder, do more. And I didn't realize that it was because I had that not good enough narrative. So once I like was able to see it for what it was, it's perfectionism, also looking for external validation to prove my worth and to prove my accomplishments, then I was able to start turning it around. Right? So that's where when I'm meeting with my clients, I know we all have that internal voice. We all have it. and it shows up in different ways.
Yeah.
And it's a shapeshifter, I like to say.
So I love that.
You may figure it out. Like, oh, I'm a perfectionist, so I always have to like be the one in charge and the leader of every organization I join. And I know that that's burning me out. Okay, I've got that under control. And then it shows up in fitness, and then it shows up in your relationships. And it's, you know, it's like, it just keeps popping up. But once you're onto it, that's when you start doing something about it. Right. So I like to be that mirror for my clients now.
I love that shapeshifter. That is so relevant.
Still there. I see you.
That's so funny. I'm gonna have to use that. Because
just a different outfit. I don't know. Yeah. I mean, it's got like a new mask or something. I don't know, but it's still the same thing.
Well, it's like, you know, I often talk to people who are like, these challenges keep coming up, right? Like, I haven't, like, unresolved issues or whatever it is, and it just shows up in a different way. And that's God or whoever telling you that you still need to overcome this or work through this or identify this.
That's
and
right.
So it's so true that, you know, they just show up in a different outfit.
Right. And you may not recognize it at first. Yeah. You're like, oh yeah, no, I just need to work harder. And then when you finally realize it, it's like, oh, right. There it
is.
Yeah.
Yeah. So are there any habits that you use or that you coach your clients on to help avoid or ease burnout when you start to get to this point where they recognize this quality or habit in themselves? How do they work through burnout and maybe ease the the load that they put on themselves?
Yeah. Well, the first really important thing to do is just to reflect on how you're feeling. Just do self check-ins, whether that's through meditation or talking to someone or just journaling. How am I doing? How do I feel? What's going on? Then evaluate, you know, am I carrying a lot more than I need? Am I feeling tired? Am I feeling drained? Are my relationships being impacted by all that I'm taking on? And when you do that regular reflection, it can keep you from spiraling out into burnout. Right. And so when I started going to therapy, I was in burnout, but I didn't know it.
Yeah.
And so if you're able to check in and just be on to yourself regularly, then you can start to course correct.
Yeah.
And I really like to look at when you are someone who is a high achiever and you've got a lot on your plate, that you can start to subtly reduce your load. But what can be really scary is that your fight or flight's going to jump in and be like, oh no, if you let go of that, then XYZ is going to happen, or it's all going to fall apart, or you're going to fail, or everybody's going to hate you. Like, all of these fears pop up, which is why if you do it in a small way, it's going to kind of reduce the impact of how it will affect other people or other people's perceptions or just even your own internal narrative.
Yeah.
And you can either, I like to recommend doing it in one of two ways. So you can either like list out all of your obligations and start with the small obligations that are easy to offload, or you can list them all and then attack the one that seems heaviest.
Yeah.
And then maybe adjust that somehow in any way that you can, because there are things in our lives that we can't just take out, like taking care of our kids, or, you know, like there's things that you, and going to work, there are things that you have to do, but to be able to reduce the impact of that heavy one. So either way, you may be like offloading little things that, you know, letting someone else do these things and one thing at a time, it can be scary, right? Even just asking someone for help can be really hard. So just one little thing, a shift in either direction, and then reevaluating, readjusting, seeing what's working. And I always recommend approaching it with as much curiosity as you can versus judgment.
Yeah, I love that.
Because the judgment is what's going to make it feel hard. It's going to make you feel like you're failing or you're not doing enough. But when you're curious and you're like, I wonder what would happen if I let somebody else handle that thing.
Yeah.
And then you just kind of see, how am I feeling? You can always take it back.
Yeah.
I wonder how it would feel to not be responsible for that anymore.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Curiosity is key.
Yeah. One of the other things that I was thinking of as you were talking is, you talked about like showing the mirror, right? Like putting that mirror up to you again. But in this perspective, you know, as you're making subtle shifts to grow and offload, avoid, it could also be helpful to have an accountability partner, someone who you say, hey, this is what I'm working on right now. And I need you to check in on me every once in a while, a friend, a partner, a colleague, whoever it might be, a coach, just somebody who can hold you accountable. Because sometimes if you're left to your own devices, you're like, it's okay, I'll get to that next week.
Totally.
I'll start it next month.
It's just me that I'm disappointing. It's just me. Nobody else knows about it. So it's okay.
Yeah. But if you have somebody who's almost in it with you, I think it feels like something that's more achievable, and not that it's like, oh gosh, I failed sort of a feeling, right? But someone who's going to encourage you and, you know, be there to support you and make sure that you're holding yourself accountable, because they know the value that you bring and that this is the value that this brings to your life. So I think that's something important to share as well.
Yeah, for sure. It's so easy to kind of shape-shift your goals to meet what you have the capacity for, but then at the same time, you might be backing off in a way that's not letting you reach your goals, like holding yourself back. And when there's someone there, whoever it is, someone you trust that you can lean on and that will lovingly hold your hand and remind you that you are capable and that you can do it and that this is what you ultimately want.
Yeah.
It can make it a little more fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
And less isolating for sure.
Yeah. And you know, it's interesting. I'm reading a book right now and they're talking about making space and time to have fun and to play. And for me, this is such an interesting concept because I'm such a hard worker, right? Like, so typical entrepreneur, like grind, 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 right? And so the author of this book is talking about make time. If you don't do this now, like pick just like one activity to do in the first month and then two the next month, and just make space, like put it out on your calendar that you're going to go do something fun for you, like whatever you're interested in, or even just going for a walk, and how that chemically changes your mind and your thoughts and your environment, and how that can really help with so many other aspects of your business. So I'm sure you agree or have talked about that a lot too.
Yeah, for sure. And it's almost like a switch flips when we become adults, and we think that it's, you know, we're adults don't play, like that's not a thing. And yeah, there's been a ton of research on the importance of play and what it is actually to play. And if you integrate it into your life, it changes your experience of life. It changes your mental health. And I love the idea of doing things just for the fun of it.
Yeah.
Doesn't have to be tied to accomplishment. And that's actually one of the things, talking about my own transformation, one of the things that I worked on that I made a decision to do was to find a hobby that's not productive, right? Like it's not to make money.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, like there's nothing tied to it except the fact that I'm learning something and I'm enjoying it. And so I took up crochet and I let it be slow. I let it be imperfect and I let it just be fun.
Yeah.
And it has been so great. Like it's something that's just mine. And I do it, it's relaxing. And then at the end, I have something that I've made and I'm like, look at what I did, right? And that really has challenged my perfectionism because there might be a little error in there. And it's like, you know what, it's okay. It's just for fun.
I love it. Well, Jennifer, you've shared some amazing advice and insight, and the perspective I think is just eye-opening for the women listening, that, you know, maybe we need to reflect on our internal dialogue and the subtle shifts that we can make. I'd love if you would share maybe one piece of advice or one final tip for our listeners today.
Yes. So if there is anything in your life, goals you have, something specific that you would like to improve, you just pick that one area and make one small change and stick with it, because life is yours. And when you're able to really own what you want and make those shifts in a way that doesn't burn you out, you're a better person, you're a better friend, you're a better spouse, parent, all of those things, entrepreneur, because you'll feel more fulfilled and you'll have more energy with it too. So never give up on your goals, never give up on yourself, and know that you can make a huge shift just by changing small things over time.
I love it. Well, Jennifer, thank you so much for being a guest. It has been a pleasure And how can people get in touch with you if they want to learn more about what you do?
I have a podcast called Subtle Shifts with Jennifer Della Quadri, and I am also on Instagram, Jennifer.DellaQuadri.
Love it. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.